your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green flag
tumble. Man, oh man, I could have used another couple minutes, Alex. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And if you'd like to listen on the internet, you can go to gcnlive.com, talkstreamlive.com. You can listen on your smartphone. You can go to usaprepares.com and click on Listen to Vincent, the GCN button. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and at the controls at Genesis Communications Network is the always smiling, always proactive mathematician, Alex. And today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from unsafe circumstances. We're going to be talking about survival thoughts from the freeze-dry guy. And if you've been to any of our Get Prepared Expos here in Missouri, you've had the opportunity to meet the freeze-dry guy. You know, I really love the Get Prepared Expos. You know, the farm becomes a bustling place. The freeze-dry guy stays here, along with Mike Ma from Central America and Ed Marvini from Florida. This time, Bert Bertonis is going to be joining us on the farm, and Larry Pratt comes over to the farm. He's from Virginia. He's Gun Owners of America Executive Director. John Moore, broadcaster, comes over. Dr. Howard Shane, M.L. Shane, Eddie Allen from Texas. It's a wild and fun time. Then we take over a restaurant in town, and we exceed the restaurant's capacity, and you know, we think, you know, all evening, are we going to get thrown out by the fire marshal? It's kind of a neat time. And so in the broadcast classroom with us today is the freeze-dry guy. Yes, there really is a freeze-dry guy. Welcome, freeze-dry guy.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for having me aboard here.
Hey, freeze-dry guy, would you say that the Get Prepared Expo is an experience that many will remember throughout their lifetimes? I mean, you've been to all of them.
Yes, it's the, by far the best I've ever been to over many, many years. I mean, it's the ball. A lot of wonderful people come in. You run the best show I've ever seen, and it's great. We talked about it through the year quite a bit, and in fact, I compare every other one I've ever gone to and ever do go to, and they all fall short.
Wow. Well, you know, I think back to the times that you're here and you spend on the farm, and we walk around the farm and we broadcast together in Studio A as well as in at KWTO in the afternoons, you know, when you're in town. And, you know, when we walk around the farm, you and I talk quietly. We spend, you know, hours just walking around and thinking clearly, and we think about the perils that may lie ahead. And you and I talk about that, and we talk about we don't know exactly what's ahead of us. And we talk about preparing for it in lots of different ways, bugging in, bugging out. And today, I think it'd be kind of neat to talk about grab-and-go bags. What do you think?
Absolutely. They're crucial. And, you know, a lot of people misunderstand my meaning when I'm talking to them about them. It's just another tool in the toolbox, you know. And some people say, well, you're advocating we run off into the woods and live like Jeremiah Johnson. Mm-hmm. No, not really. But it's important to have alternative plans, and one is where you live. Mm-hmm. Of course, I lived out of a backpack. We called them rucksacks in the Army for 26 years. So to me, it's just kind of like, you know, where you go, you know, where you move your house. Sometimes, quite often, it was under a tree somewhere.
Yeah,
but,
well, Free Strike Guy, can we just take a small tangent? You jumped out of airplanes when you were in the Army. And, you know, back in the 1970s, I used to race cars. I used to build race engines, and I worked at a machine shop where I had a lot of had a lot of tools where I could improve the performance of my muscle car when I raced it. And a typical factory muscle car with a big V8 engine could accelerate 0 to 115 miles an hour in the quarter mile in about 14 or 15 seconds from the factory. If you had one that was blueprinted factory specs. And that was pretty fast. But jumping out of an airplane, you reach speeds of, what, 130, 140 miles an hour in 4 seconds?
Well, I suppose that's about right, because if I recall, and it's been a long time, but, you know, they throttled the aircraft down. I think they wanted you to get out not over about 140 miles an hour, to be rough on the body. And I think it was much slower and a little faster a few times, too. But that's about right. Now, this was strictly a free... this was not free fall. It was strictly a static line. You're still going out that door at, you know, hefty speed.
Mm-hmm. And then when you accelerate going downward, you know, the free fall is 32 feet per second per second. So you go down at about... you reach maybe 130 miles an hour in just a few seconds.
You do. In fact, you and I were laughing last night, and I was telling you a story about Hawaii about 6-7 years ago with my last jump. This was a civilian jump, and we got up to 140 miles an hour. Now, that's falling flat, you know, in a spread eagle position. By the way, well, you know, as I told you, I was not a free-fall jumper, so this was a new experience to me. But if you go into what they call a frog, which is basically you're like a dart, and you're accelerating head first, you get up to about 180 miles an hour. So you're really moving out.
Yeah. And your skin.
Really?
You
No, we're not going there. That was for your ears only. I still won't watch that thing.
Yeah, we're talking about a camera, and you can see what happens to your skin. And you can turn a handsome face into one with a little extra skin when you're going 140 miles an hour. Free Strike Guy, grab-and-go bag. You are a proponent of them. So what actually is a grab-and-go bag? Let's go right down from the beginning. So what is it, and then let's talk about what do you do with it.
Okay. Well, it's also known as the bug-out bag or the bomb, you know, but I prefer grab-and-go. It's just a backpack of some sort, yes, setting aside, put in a place where you can get it if you need it rather quickly. And some people say, well, you know, they get the wrong idea. Well, you know, earthquakes come, fires. In fact, I told you the story about when we came back from Fort Ord, and we had fire engulfing our town we were in. We're up in the woods in California. And by the time I got home, it looked like half the city was half the town. It was a relatively small town that spread out. Was on fire. Turned out, luckily, we were saved as the fire got within a half mile of us. Just took a left-hand turn, and we were fine. But when I got there, the local police lieutenant was there at my house, and everybody was throwing stuff off the balcony to him, and he was shoving in his van. And the kids had their packs lined up because we didn't know what was going to happen. It turned out people were you know, moved out of their houses for quite a while, and several homes were lost, in fact, many. So, you know, it's insurance. It's life insurance. And like I tell people, you know, your grab-and-go bag, whether it's a big backpack for, you know, a week-long backpacking trip or small like a book bag, which I don't approve of. I think they ought to be bigger and better built than those. You know, it's sitting there, and it's just there for you. It's also a great place to keep your camping equipment because there's nothing more pathetic than people running around, especially watching the kids. You know, you told them for days, okay, we're going to go backpacking, and comes the day, in the morning, they're running around trying to find things. It can be the same way with adults. And my criteria even was, you know, the kids, you tied your boots to the pack. So all you had to do, if the house started shaking too bad, the fire was coming, I happened to be in the Rodney King riots. We're right in the middle of those things, too, in the surf. Mm-hmm. Or let's say on the periphery. Once we got to town, everybody kind of ran away. But when you see the turbulence, and it's upon you very quickly, you want to be able to move out of the way. And you want to have food, water, again, good boots. And for those who should have a firearm, either for protection or for food gathering, that lies to it as well. And the kids had everything lined up. Like I say, the police officer was loading everything up. Everything worked very well. It turned out we didn't. Well, we actually did have to be out of the house, and we found a facility we could stay in, or I should say the family did. I was still involved with other things of a civil nature. But it's very important. And a lot of people kind of laugh about that. And the guy said, well, I'm too old, or I don't need this thing, or I can survive. Well, yeah, but a lot of people can't. A lot of people are very uncomfortable. And in a disaster of whatever kind it is, like I like to say, when the dam breaks and you've got to go, things are disrupted. The way you eat, if you eat at all, you're cold, oftentimes hungry. These are all big issues. And water, again, is paramount. People don't have enough water. In fact, one thing I mentioned, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble with my throat today here, Vince. One thing I neglected to mention was with each child, I had a gallon of water, brand new gallon jug sitting right next to it, so they could pick that up and at the first opportunity fill their canteens and they were ready to go. And again, some people make that a dramatic sort of a thing. Well, I've been there. You know, I've seen one. These things happen, and you have to have backup. I tell people, you live like this. You have sometimes your backpack is your home for a short period of time, perhaps. You know, let's face it, you're not going to carry a month's worth of food on your back. The kind of foods we have, you can carry 10 days, 15 days very easily. You know, freeze-dried and dehydrated food. About a pound a day of food is what you need, generally speaking. So it doesn't take an awful lot. In fact, you know, you hear of the 72-hour pack, and we actually build them. But frankly, I think 72 hours is not enough. I'd like to see, well, I kind of go overboard perhaps, but my pack has 15 days worth of food in it, and that's eating very well. But I'd say from 5 to 7 to 10 days is very, very appropriate. And all
you
we
know,
have
it's interesting.
Karina,
it's interesting you talk about this because. Shoot. I wanted to tell you about Dr. Joel Wallach, our friend, who carries 90 days worth of supplements with him when he travels, just in case. Freeze-dry guy, I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about grab-and-go bags. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Not all the controls. Alex. Alex in Minnesota has most of the controls. And Freeze Dry Guy and I are talking about the grab-and-go bags, and Freeze Dry Guy is U.S. Army. And he's talking from experience about what you need to take with you in a grab-and-go bag. And he has a publication that he can send you if you'd like it. He can email it to you about some of the things that we're talking about right now. And he's got some other publications that he'd like to send you. Freeze Dry Guy, would it be okay if I release the same telephone number that I use to call you for just you and me talking on the weekends or in the evenings or in the mornings? Is it okay if I give that number up?
Yes, Vince, that'd be fine. I would just ask that your listeners kind of keep it to themselves, because as we send things out to folks, it can get, you know, really out of control. But I'm sure we're going to have a lot of calls as a result of this anyway, but that's fine.
Okay.
Class,
the number that I use to call a Freeze Dry Guy directly, this is his direct number, 530-798-4413. 530-798-4413. And if you'd like a copy of this information that we're talking about right now as a checklist and so forth, and grab-and-go bags and some other information that I think you'll find fascinating, just you can give him a call. Probably after the broadcast, 530-798-4413. So, Freeze Dry Guy, grab-and-go bags, where do you recommend keeping it?
Well, again, somewhere where it's close enough to the door you could get out if you had a fire in the house, something of this nature. Or, again, an earthquake. You know, we're also an earthquake country, but not so much as Southern California. Mm-hmm. in my case, it was in everybody's closets. You know, the kids were all lined up, and then mine was elsewhere where I'd get to it quickly. Mm-hmm. But again, hopefully near a door. Now, I have a good number of people who actually take them to work. Just looks like, you know, again, I can't call it a book bag. They're so much better quality. They'll have them in their car. Oftentimes, people will keep them in their car, take them to work, and sometimes take them inside, but usually keep them there at the office.
Well, you know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point that you make, because most of the time of our awake life, we are either going to work, coming home from work, or at work, you know, 5 days a week. So you may not be home. So this is a this is the kind of thing that you would have with you to get home. And you mentioned earthquakes. I lived in California for a short time, and I experienced a 5.7 20 miles away, and it was a pretty frightening experience, because you didn't know exactly what was going to happen, if fires were going to break out, gas lines were going to, you know, rupture, and you mentioned the Rodney King riots. That's something that we hardly ever talk about, rioting. And there were two riots that I know of in my lifetime. One was the Rodney King riot, and the other one was in the 1960s. And riots erupted in the major cities throughout the United States.
Oh, yeah. It's a scary sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. You have entire areas that can be burned out. In this case, we did. There were over 1,000 buildings burned down, and buildings and homes, but mostly buildings, I believe. And we saw them down in Southern Cal. It was scary stuff. So, you know, when things get tough, people in the cities oftentimes really get totally out of control. They can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were, it was so bad on the East Coast that in the cities, I talked to people who lived during that time, and they were adults, and they were on their flat roofs in the cities with hunting rifles, and they were ready to pick off the invaders coming to burn their neighborhoods. I mean, this was a race riot back in the 1960s. The National Guard was called in. It was pretty scary. So mob rule. That's what it was. It was mob rule. It was out of control. And if you were the wrong color, man, oh man, it was not good. It was not good. No matter what color you were, if you were the wrong color, it wasn't good. Okay, so we can keep them at home. We can keep them in the office, and we can keep them in the trunk. Man, oh man, this hour's going fast. We come back, I'd like to know, what do we keep in our grab-and-go bag? What is the inventory list that we should consider? How much, what, and let's take it from there. Free Stray Guy, I'm Vin Finelli, and if you'd like to call him, 530-798-4413. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The Freeze-Dry Guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21, USAPreparers.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. Today is hot. Watch it. God, you're. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Tree Strike guys with us. And we're talking about grab and go bags. Class, pilots have a checklist. I've flown in the right-hand seat of a small plane. And I remember checking that airplane very, very carefully before we got in it. Now, by the way, Freeze Dry Guy, am I ever going to learn your real name?
Soon. That's relative, you know.
You said that 6 months ago.
I did, didn't I? Yeah, well, we're getting closer.
Well, you said in a few years we get a chance to know each other.
Yeah, after I scarfed down a few more meals at your home.
Yeah, so we got to be 6 months closer. Checklist. Free Strike Guy, our daughter lives on the East Coast, and she has a grab-and-go bag. And she's got some of the things that you've mentioned in it already. She's got a, you know, firearm ready to go, ammunition. She's got food. Now, what do you recommend that we keep in our grab and go bags? That can be a bug out or a get home bag, whatever you want to call it. Grab and go. That's what we're talking about, class.
Well, I'll run you down my list here again. I referenced what we were talking about earlier. You know, again, we've discussed where you keep them, or a good place to keep them. What do you keep in it? You know, make sure you have an inventory list in there, and it ought to be checked annually. You know, good thing to do on New Year's Day or whatever, but a specific day. Now, our products, our foods tend to have, you know, shelf life measured in several decades. So that's not such a big deal. But if you keep meds in it, or, and I'm not picking on MREs here, but, you know, if MREs or something like, or canned goods, something like that, that have a relatively much shorter shelf life, you know, check those. But make sure everything's... still within date. Oh, you know, again, your food, again, I like to freeze dry. Although I will say this, in our grab-and-go bags that we put out for the public, we do put, and we call it danger close. Danger close is an Army term. I don't know if I said this earlier or not.
Yes.
It means
yes,
I'm really in a lot of trouble. Okay, and, you know, like, we got to go now. So it was very appropriate. But anyway, I even put some MRE entrees in those because all you do is tear the thing open and then gobble it down. And if you had them, you know, I've got a couple pallets of MREs on the floor for those who really want them. I'm not a big proponent of them. I ate them for 17 of my 26 years, but they do a job. They're like instant. So we put a few of those in there for perhaps the first day to get you out of a danger zone. Say again, well, you're not going to outrun a hurricane or a tornado on foot, but, you know, if you had to travel, like I say, get out of a fire area or a danger area, you know, due to rioting or such, you want something super fast to eat, and then from there you set up your freeze dry maybe the next day. And again, it's quick. All you need is water on it, but still. But anyway, water, plenty of water. I believe that one ought to have at least the capability of carrying at least a gallon of water per person, you know, in each pack. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have a gallon in each one of them, but at the very least a couple 1-quart canteens, or a water bladder, something like, you know, the Camelback type, something of that nature. Your basic survival equipment, and these are the crucial issues. Something you can start fire with. Now, there might be a time of the year when you're in a location in the forest and a bad time of the year when you don't want to have fires. But still, fire is important for purifying water, for cooking, of course, and also for the emotional aspect. It really is a calming thing. Water purification, some really good quality water filters of different kinds. There's a lot of them out there. We sell some we like very much. I do tend to lean toward a lot of the stuff that the military uses these days. They're very well tested out. They're very rugged. And it used to be military equipment years ago were very heavy. They've gone the other way. They've gone more the backpacking way, and they're very substantial. Some kind of sheltering, if you can, at the very least a poncho, something called a poncho liner, which is like a little comforter you put on a bed, but they're very thin, also surprisingly warm. Any medicinals, any prescriptions you have, you know, again, that's why I got back to, oh, you know, having your list and changing it up annually. Blood type, something people forget. A document in there ought to be laminated stuff, paper, so that when they get wet, it'll fall apart. You want the blood type of every member of your family, and I guarantee you 90% of the folks you talk to don't know what perhaps their kids are, and even themselves. It's amazing.
You're absolutely correct.
People do not know that. In fact, I've got a little tab. It's a nylon tab, and it says has my blood type on it, and I've got them for other family members. What else? You want a personnel roster? I know it sounds kind of silly. It's, I mean, you got to know how many kids you got, how many people to your party. But still, and any mention there on that of any, you know, like, say, the team leader, whoever that might be, the parents, what any medications anybody has, so you have a kind of a cross flow of information and any, again, problems they have. Oh, what else? Weapon, if that's appropriate. You know, a good 29, just as an example, a good 22 pistol will get you game almost anywhere. And maps, a phone, I should say, with phones and phone numbers of family members, especially outside the danger area. And every person ought to have that, if you can. GPSs and such, not everybody will have those. Phones they may not have. But if you can, every member should have a phone, or at least every little adult, or, you know, say teens, should have that method of communicating. Because in an area, as we all know, when you have a problem, such as the hurricane a while back, you know, all your communications, or much of them, are down. And so if you can contact somebody out of the area and use them as a checkpoint, and say, like, you know, grandma upstate or something, that's a very good thing to do. Small radio with batteries, you know, you can get them. I don't know if I should name names, but everybody can think of a electronic shop that starts with radio. They have some very good ones and very reasonable. One or two of those should be in there, because, again, it's nice to know what's going to happen. I just picked up one for a couple of family members recently. They were $24.95, very nice ones. They were closing them out, but they're still a good little radio. They had AM, FM, NOAA, good information there. What else? Seasonal clothing. People pack for summertime. What happens if something happens in the middle of the winter? A simple little parka, or, again, I mentioned the poncho liner, something like this is good to have. I always, in my bags, in my backpacking bags, I always keep cold weather clothing in it. If it's the middle of August, I'll yank that stuff out, put it on the shelf, go backpacking, come back and put it back in.
You know,
Go ahead.
All right. Freestrike guy, you know, I was coming back from Virginia with Mrs. Finelli. We were visiting family there during the Christmas and New Year's holiday. And we were on Interstate 44 in Missouri, and all of a sudden, I mean, there was a snowstorm. And I have no trouble driving in snow. I've driven in snow since probably the 1960s. And I drive tractors and so forth, so I feel comfortable driving, and my vehicles are ready. I was in a four-wheel drive vehicle, so our truck was ready to go, and that was not a problem. I had filled up anticipating with fuel, anticipating this, but we had our grab-and-go bag, and we had the food, and we had the water, and we had the blankets and the warm weather clothing and all that. And I wasn't concerned about what we had in our vehicle to get back to the farm. But what I was concerned about was the other drivers on the road flying through this icy mix that was on the road that hadn't been plowed, and they were going way too fast. And the problem that I was facing or concerned about was if I were behind an accident. Okay, so guys ahead of us racing around, being reckless, trucks, 18-wheelers going way too fast, sliding off the road, causing an accident, blocking the interstate. Because you now with these fences, these low fences, these high-tension fences that they have to prevent you from going across to the oncoming traffic to get out of the path that you're in, meaning the lane you're in, like if going west, you can't turn around and go east from the interstate, so you're trapped. Now, in a situation like that where it's really freezing cold, you could be trapped for half a day, and you might really be thirsty and you might really be cold, and not everybody has a full tank of fuel. And that's where I see just a very simple, almost common everyday occurrence of why you might need a grab-and-go bag with you at all times.
Good point. Yeah.
So we did not know if a storm was coming. Of course, we checked the weather, and we thought it might be there. And sure enough, it happened. But you never know when you're on the interstate and there's an accident that can prevent you from traveling ahead. So
you know, that
you could
really
be in a... And that's the winter. And it could also happen in the blistering summer heat on a black paved road that you're stuck on for hours and hours. In Syracuse, New York, during the 1970s, there was a snowstorm. It happened very quickly. There was a 100-car pileup, and it lasted for probably a day before that mess was cleaned up. So a lot of people were freezing cold. And I don't know if anybody died at that time, but I remember hearing the number of 100 cars. So if you'd like to get this grab-and-go checklist and some other publications from the Freestrike guy, you can call him directly. His direct line, 530-798-4413. 530-798-4413. And there's a link to the Freestrike guy on the website, usapreparers.com, page 1. So What about planning, freeze dry guy? What do we need to know about that?
Let's address something. Let's back up a bit, if we may. Sure. Any phone calls should not come in until after, well, say in the next 15 minutes, South Pacific time where I am. It'll be 9 o'clock at that time. But a better way to actually, and I didn't think about this when I talked earlier, a better way to get this information is to email to fdg@fdguy.com. I'll say that again, fdg@fdguy.com, and just put on our survival rucksack, please send. And that's a better way to address this because already, in fact, I should have said something earlier. I didn't think about it, to hold the calls until the end of the program because they're already lighting up. But that we'll take care of them and we'll have it. It'll work out better for everybody.
Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't think ahead. See, I wasn't prepared.
Freeze dry guys with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com, FDG@FDGuy.com. FDG@FDGuy.com. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about grab-and-go bags danger close packs. And if you'd like to talk to the freeze-dry guy about that, you can give him a call. And he's got these publications ready to email you. So if you'd like, you can send him an email, FDG, as in freeze-dry guy, FDG, at FDGuy, as in freeze-dry guy, FDGuy.com. FDG at FDGuy.com. By the way, that's the same email address I use, freeze-dry guy.
Yes, it is. They're on the inside track. Hey, I got to say something, if I may. May I interject something? I was beginning to get disappointed here through our conversation. I hadn't heard Whining Man, and now I just heard Whining Man just when he came back. I'm very happy now. I really like him. Makes me feel superior.
Well, I haven't really said this very often, but the no whining, that... that rejoinder, as it's called in radio language, coming back from a break, that is aimed, I write these things, and that is aimed directly at the mainstream broadcasters. It really is. No whining. It's those guys that whine and whine and whine about politics, but they don't do anything about it. They just complain. And, That's exactly what that's aimed at. So, in case anyone was wondering in the class, it really is aimed at the big guys, mainstream media. Do we have a plan, and where do we go? Let's talk about where we go, and we've only got a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll talk really fast. First off, if I may, when you folks, you're going to ask for the survival rucksack pack, I guess that'll work, and it includes the grab-and-go bag checklist we've been talking about, one called the 8 Levels of Survival, something I wrote, all of this actually. Again, the Survival Rucksack is a good rundown. It also includes, I believe, or it'll be in addition to it, the Alice Pack packing list. In the days when I used to use the Alice Pack as my survival pack, and now we have better packs, others that I've moved on to and I like very much. Okay, so anyway, back to the plan. Where do you go? Out of the danger area. You have to decide when it's time to go, but don't wait around too long because, as we know, roadways get plugged up. We see that all the time in disasters. Sometimes you just sit still, stay in your home or wherever you are. Also, the Navy has a great saying. It says two plans are one, one plan is none. I recommend at least three plans because, as we used to say, all your plans go out the window when the first shot was fired. That was an Army thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But things change very quickly. So have different rally points, if you will, assembly areas. Every pack should have, again, and I like laminated stuff, you know. The kids pull out this piece of paper. It's on a laminated stock. It says, go to Grandma's house. There ought to be a strip map put in there. Now, some of the kids, of course, would be too young to travel on their own. But we want redundant systems. Everybody should have that information in every pack. It's, again, even if, like you said, they're too young to utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you take? As much as you can carry reasonably. And if now, this is not necessarily for children, of course, but an adult ought to be able to cover 4 miles an hour. In reality, most people have to train up for that. If you can cover 4 miles 4 miles an hour, if you can cover 2 hours at 4 miles an hour, that's 8 miles. That'll get you out of a lot of danger areas, at least for something fairly localized. And, again, rally points along the way, you know, the campground up Highway 20 or something like this within the first 24 hours. You don't want to have stragglers. And one thing, too, very, very important, and people have a tough time with this one, stay together, whether it's a vehicle convoy or you're on foot. No stragglers, and everybody moves at the slowest pace, person's pace.
Wow, that was a fast one-hour broadcast class. 530-798-4413. If you'd like to call the Freeze Dry Guy, 530-798-4413. I'll say it again, 530-798-4413. If you'd like him to send you those documents on the grab-and-go bag, the Alice Pack, danger close information, and so forth. Freeze Dry Guy, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th right here in Missouri. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.